Welcome back to the PM Sports Page. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy cross-country athlete of the week. This week, I am joined by Highlands' Maddie Thoman. Maddie, good to have you on. Congratulations. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Maddie, a great start to the season for you and the rest of the Husky runners, including coming off a team championship a few weeks ago. But let's go back to English Valley's meet. It happened last week, and you had a second-place finish. You've had a couple runner-up finishes thus far these last few meets. So looking back at that day, how are you feeling? How was that course? How were you able to come out with a second-place finish?
Well, it was a pretty hilly course. I just had to keep going and not think about the hills and think about where I stood in place and kept trying to move forward.
Did you like that course, or what about that course made you pretty successful that day?
Well, I just think it was the motivation, and yeah.
How would you describe that course at EV?
It's pretty hilly, and you do a couple loops, but other than that, it was a hot day.
You know, here in your junior campaign, you've had, as I mentioned, quite a few good performances. Overall, what do you think has made you successful the first couple weeks of the season?
I just think, like, the motivation and the dedication to make it to state again and just keep going to get in those high places.
You know, you did have a team title at Kyoto a few weeks back. What was that like from a team standpoint to come out with a championship win?
Well, we all ran pretty hard, and we knew what we wanted to. We knew what we were chasing, and we just kept moving forward towards it.
And in the ceremony, when you realized the team champions that day, what was that feeling like?
It felt pretty good. We were all really excited about how we did, and it felt good walking up there and getting our plaque, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. And what are the team goals moving forward as we really near the midway part of the season?
Well, we're really going for making it to state as a team and just keeping going and doing good as a team, getting ourselves out there.
A couple fun questions here for you, Maddie. Do you have a favorite course that you've ever been to and why?
I like Fairfield because it's, like, really in the trees. There's a lot of scenery.
Coach Strobel, Angie Strobel, she's been coaching for a while. What do you like about Coach Strobel as the head coach of the Huskies?
She roots for us a lot. She gives us good advice and tells us just to keep going. Don't put yourself down about anything.
Well, I understand that you're in 4-H, so what is that like in the summer, and what does that all entail to get ready for the county fairs?
You got to wash them every day and work with them. You got to take them on walks and get them used to the show stick and what it would be like in the ring.
Was it a pretty successful fair season this year?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay. What do you like most about the fair and fair time of the year?
I like hanging out with friends and just showing.
Well, closing out here, Maddie, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
You got to do all your stretches so you don't tense up. And you got to loosen your muscles so you don't pull anything.
Well, Maddie, thanks for coming on. I appreciate your time here today, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks for having me.
That's Maddie Thoman of the Highland Cross Country Team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. We'll step aside. We have more coming your way next on the PM Sports Page.